Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome again. My name is Angie Aft. Welcome to Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. And I'm here today with my friend, Nancy Lombardo. And we invite you to come on. Nancy, if you go on comments in your upper right, you can see comments. If people want to write in and ask us questions, we'd love to. And we'd love to have you say hi to us and let us know where you're from, too. So welcome, Nancy. I know, me too. So how are things in Lilydale today? Yeah. That's a good day in Lilydale, that's for sure. You never know, right? It's like this year. Oh, did we, what? Really? I did not know that. Wow. Well, you never know. We're in Western New York. You never know how things are going to be, right? Yeah, for sure. I know. There's so many things happening, like everything's getting spruced up, right? How does it look? Yeah, I love it. You know what I always think about Lilydale? I've thought this for years, because I've been coming to Lilydale since my 20s, is the flowers grow the best in Lilydale. Yeah, and I always thought like rhododendrons and hydrangeas are huge. I've never seen a rhododendron bush as big as I've seen in Lilydale. You do? Yeah. Now you're a year round resident in Lilydale, right? I know. Well, people ask that all the time, like, do people live there year-round? And a lot of people come for season and go back, but there are some that stay. Yeah. I think so, too. And it's so peaceful all year round there, right? So that's got to be nice to live there and be able to feel that peace. I agree with you. I remember coming there my first time too, and I've heard people say it too, that you walk in and you feel something, and you know that as you're there, you start to feel more centered and feel more peaceful. And I remember like I used to come years ago, and I'd want to try to get answers in my life about something. I'd be going through one of those, what do I do next? You know, I don't know what to do. So I'd go to Lilydale by myself, you know, and just kind of hang out and, you know, notice who I had a conversation with, and I always felt centered, peaceful, and got my answers. You too? Yeah. So everybody, I was talking to you so we could give people a chance to come on, but I want to tell everybody a little bit about Nancy. So I won't read your whole bio. I'll just read parts of it. So Nancy served in the Army as a military police officer, and then to civilian law enforcement, where she served on the Lawton, Oklahoma Police Department. Nancy retired as a detective, and I believe after that is kind of when you came to Lilydale, right? Oh, it does. Oh, my gosh. That's so true. And even wouldn't you say this, too, the houses call you. Did you feel like your house called you? Yeah. Yeah. They are gorgeous. I would say so for sure. You know what? I remember people telling me that too, like the houses call you, and I thought, what does that mean exactly? You know, and I, because I have a house too, and I kept looking and looking, and nothing was working out. And then finally, the house that I'm in, it did call to me, and I walked in and felt the same way. I sat down and didn't want to leave, you know, and that was a pretty big sign to me. But there's something about it, and then it falls in place, and you are where you're meant to be, right? Thank you. I know, I love it too. I love yours too. I love we Nancy and I live right down the street from each other, which is really exciting. Yeah. So how did you get into law enforcement? I want to hear a little bit about that, because I know you've done some amazing work and you've made a difference. You did. I can always tell because you post things like about the people that your crew, I don't know what you call it, the crew or the people you worked with. And actually what I really wanted to say is it seems like you guys were like family. That's awesome that's like that, because you've been retired for how long now? And you're all still that close and that bonded. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. And you do, like, I know, like, from that, now that you're in Lilydale, you teach a lot of classes, too. I think it works too. Like you had the class on suicide, and then you had there's the other critical. I'm trying to find the name of it. I have it all written down here. Responding to critical incidents. Talk about that one a little bit, because I think that's an important one for everybody to kind of know what to do. But even mediums too, really, like in our work, when you're dealing with somebody that's gone through something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know what to say, or they're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing. They're not going to say the right thing, things like that. So is that what, because you're teaching that workshop coming up at Fellowships of the Spirit, right? Yeah. 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 And would you say even more so with the pandemic? Yeah. And I agree, because I remember feeling like it was difficult to get through as well. And probably if you were already fighting depression or fighting something, it's even harder, right? Yeah, no, I agree with you on both things, and I'm so happy that you're teaching those classes at Fellowships. Everybody, I just put up Fellowships' website, and if you go on their website, you can take a look at Nancy's got, I can't remember, I think it's like, I didn't write those two classes before that, but in September, I think those are, yeah. And so you're teaching also, because yoga, I know yoga is huge for you, so yeah, talk about yoga. How did you get into yoga, and... I know. Dogs, all that stuff, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? That's why you did it? Because, yeah. you know what? I've done that too, where I've taught a class because I can't find it the way I want it, so I teach it myself. I know what you mean. That's awesome that you did that. So what do you mean? Like, because the yoga you're doing is called gentle yoga and meditation, right? Yeah. Yeah. You could even, like, couldn't you even do, I remember going to a yoga class and she said, if you can't do the move, sit down and then visualize yourself doing the move and you'll get something out of it that way. Is that true? Yeah. Yes. And the meditation piece is so darn important too. Yeah. So, and isn't there something too about when you start doing yoga and you're in those positions? I actually haven't done it in a while, and I'll tell you in a minute why. But the energy when you're in that, the energy starts to flow through your body and you start to feel better, and it kind of puts you in a state to have a better meditation, correct? Yeah, and something also too about meditating when you're in a group of people, that the energy is always pretty amazing with that as well. Yeah, and also yoga and meditation too. You can always tell. Like, look, I remember coming to fellowships, and that was one of the things that they had us do. One of the most important things was meditation. And I remember, like, everybody seemed so peaceful, and I thought, I want to be that same way. And I didn't know if I could be, you know, but I started meditating. I felt like I was too. I have high energy. Yes, yes. I'm one of those people that it's like, how do I stop my thoughts? And I start meditating and I think about everything I have to do, you know. But I know it's important though, because it's like you said, you know, you walk around in your life so much more calm. I worked at a car dealership in customer service. And got yelled at every day, you know, and about which you can't blame people, right, if something goes wrong with their car. But when I went to fellowships and learned how to meditate, I it's like I could just sit and listen to it, and I didn't take it in. I would just kind of be there, kind of holding the energy for people and helping them, and not letting it wreck my day, right? I know. I remember thinking, I love the job. You never know where something's going to lead you, because I went and worked at that job, and I was never a public speaker or never somebody that would sit in a circle and teach a class. And when I got the job, I was customer relations manager, and the boss said, you're gonna have to have circles and teach people about customer service, and you're gonna have to get up in front of 150 people and speak. And I think I said, then I think maybe I need to go back to my other job, you know. But I didn't though, and he taught me how to do all that stuff, which is all things I do now. So you never know, right? Yeah. That lake is gorgeous, and you talk about the energy and the peace you feel that comes off. That is amazing too. So, can anybody take this class? So, do people have to bring mats? Okay. Mhm. Mhm. Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, oh, here we go. I was just gonna say, Karen just came on. Thanks, Karen. And this is Nancy, and there's that beautiful view of the lake. Gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Yeah, just to feel that. And that's Nancy there too. Yeah, you could do that. Wow. So everybody, that's the view, that if you come and you take yoga on Tuesday evenings at fellowships from 5:30 to 6:15, starting June 13th to August 29th, and Nancy's going to take you, if the weather's good, we'll be out on the porch doing yoga. Yeah, that's exciting. So, you know what, I wanted to ask you about a little bit about this too. So you're also, you run Church of the Living Spirit. You're the pastor. Okay. Yeah, and that's amazing. I love going to that. It's an amazing church. Karen, yeah, put that back. That's what you have, Karen. Oh, the assembly hall is? That's awesome. Yeah. They teach, so you have church there. There's also classes offered there throughout the summertime, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Definitely. And definitely walk around, like Nancy said, all the pioneers of spiritualism. I love those pictures. I would say I've sensed that before. Have you? Yeah, I know one time Karen and I were doing a golf cart interview thing or something in Lilydale, and we went to the pet cemetery, and when we got done, people kept saying that they could hear a horse clip-clopping behind the cart, and we didn't hear it, but then later in the recording we did, so there's confirmation that that's true. Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, so people don't know that you don't you can come to Lilydale all year round, not just in the summer. During the summer there's activities like the stump services and things like that, but you can come anytime and just walk around and go to the pet cemetery or walk out to the stump or what have you. Yeah. Yeah, and you want to go even in the winter. You know, I went last winter and brought my grandkids down, and they trudged through the snow. They loved it. Wow. Yeah. But it was fun though too, right? Yeah, but you're right though. Snow up your knees is definitely exercise for sure. So. Yeah, well, Nancy, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Karen, could you put that? Yeah, thank you. Could you put that graphic up one more time, because I want people to see it? Because Nancy's a great teacher, and she's a great yoga teacher. And what an awesome thing! I love this weeknights at the lake. You know, and to get to come down and do yoga on the water, looking at that view, is pretty amazing with an amazing teacher. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Namaste to you too. And don't leave, everybody, because I have another guest. You saw Don Scott, and I'm going to bring Don on now. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Oh, okay. Let's see. How do I do this, Karen? Okay, here we go. Okay. Hi, Don. I'm doing good. How are you? So everybody, this is Don Scott. Don, we've known each other for, I don't know, probably 20 or 25 years. A long time, right? Yeah. And Don's a graduate of Fellowships of the Spirit. When did you graduate? What was it, 2000? Yeah, like right before me, I think I was like 2002, I'm pretty sure. Didn't you go and kind of like how Nancy was talking about never intending to live in Lilydale, then you're kind of drawn? And I kind of remember the story that you were drawn to the school, but you really didn't go to fellowship school. You sat on the porch for a year. Yeah, and kind of thinking you would never do it, right? And then you did, and then you kind of and not only did you take the course, you started teaching. I know what you mean, because I remember the first time I had to do that too, and it is a big shift. It's scary, but a good thing. You're a good teacher. Yeah. So from there, I remember. I think when we started to get to when I got to know you better was you were also then starting to do. You went from fellowships to massage. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know, that's sort of how it is. Actually, now that you mentioned that, the first time I ever took a yoga class was you. When Don is talking about monkey, that's it's called 100th Monkey Class, which is a deep meditation and more class taught by Mark Thomas. But yoga is part of that, and that was the first time I ever took a yoga class was you teaching it. Yeah. Really? Were we the first time you taught it? Yeah, I was, and we were just talking to Nancy about yoga, that I was amazed at how it made me feel. Yeah, you do. You also do, too. I should have had you and Nancy on together, but you also do breath work. Didn't you get certified in some kind of breath work thing, too? Seriously? How do you do that? Is that just like being focused or something, or? Really? Really? Wow. And you saw him do that for a long time? Really? Really? And a lot of it is based on, well, I know that that's true just when I do, the abdominal breathing and hold my breath for 5 seconds and then release it, which actually I learned all that from you as well. I can tell my body starts to relax. Yeah, you're right about that. And I remember going to a class one time and they talked about like watch a baby breathe and babies breathe proper. That that it takes them longer to inhale and exhale than us. Yeah, and they're breathing into, because isn't that true too, that when you're stressed, you're breathing up here, and when you want to relax, you breathe into your belly. Yeah, so yeah, for sure. So Don, I don't even know when this was, but I know Robert Pang came to fellowships, and you started learning Qigong. That you could kind of go to another level with it then. Yeah. Yeah. So go back to Qigong. What is Qigong? What does that mean for people? Because Don's teaching a couple of Qigong classes that we want to tell you about as well. But so talk about, what is Qigong? Okay. Okay. And those dantians are right on our bodies, right? Okay. And so when you're doing the movements or you're doing things with Qigong, you're kind of lining those up or opening those. I remember taking it with you and you opened up the dantians. Yeah. And I remember like taking those movements that I learned some from Robert and mostly learned it from you. It's fun too. I love that, yeah. I have you. Okay, so we get to have music. That's fun. So yeah, and I love that. That's four golden wheels, I think, right, where you do that swing set. Love that. Yeah, and it's not like even like for me, I had surgery on my back a year ago, and I can still do Qigong. I can bounce around, and I know that for me when I do it, sometimes like I'll. If I feel like I'm not balanced or I feel like I just can't get centered because I've been doing too much, I'll do four golden wheels and it makes a difference. Yeah. That's the same as Nancy was saying the same thing, right? Do what you want to do. And you get the benefit, I think, just by being in the energy. Or you can visualize, right? Oh, you do? Yeah. And Don, too, you were talking about energy healing a little bit. And I know like you're a fantastic, excellent healer. I've been lucky like many times where I think Don Scott and I opened Santosha together along with Karen Getter. And that was back, I don't know, like 8, 9 years ago or so, right? 8 years ago. Pretty long time. So, yeah, I know it's been a long time, but I remember like a couple times that I came into Santosha and I said, the doctor says, I have this, you need to fix me. Remember you and Karen, and him and Karen would work on me and I'd go back to the doctor. The doctor would say, yeah, no, I guess you don't need that procedure. Pretty cool. Talk about that. So talk about energy healing and what you do, because you offer sessions if somebody still too, right? Mhm. Okay, cool. That's awesome. So here we go. There it is. So Qigong, cultivate and refine your life force, begins June 8th, another weeknights at the lake. Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. and there's I think four dates for that. So what would those classes be like? Talk about the classes. Yeah. So you learn some things. I remember, I forgot about the self-massage. I need to come and take the class, but I remember you had us even like massage our ears, you know, and oh, you can? Why? Because that's where like energy points are? Oh, okay. I don't remember that part of it. I just knew that when we did that, it felt really good. No, John, I always remember this, okay? And this might even be like when you were talking about the guy with the breathing that could hold his breath for 22 minutes. And I remember one time we were in a 100th monkey class, and Mark Thomas told you to, you stood in the middle, you probably remember this, and he told you to get yourself real grounded and get yourself like where, you know, where you couldn't be moved. And then I think him and another guy tried to pick you up, and no matter what they did, they couldn't. That's kind of what you did with that. And that's through breath, right? Yeah, I know. That was amazing. So, okay, so you have the Thursday night classes, and then you're also teaching a workshop in July, too. Yeah, I think I have it. Yes. Qigong, life force healing, yep. Yeah, and kind of deeper, like you said, to have because the best thing is to have all three dantians in perfect balance. Wow, I love that. I love that visualization that you said that, because you're right, work together, but that's true of the neighborhoods too, a bunch of good people that aren't connected. And that's kind of what we need to be doing, I think, in the world right now, you know, connecting with each other and working together, right? Yeah, for sure. So now, all right. So you mentioned too that before the Thursday night, you'll be at fellowships all day offering sessions. Yeah. Actually, why don't I put you up here, Don? What's the number? And that's okay. So is that an energy healing session, or it's a Qigong session, or okay? Hang on a second, Adam. Let me put you up there. Okay, there it is. There. Okay. Yeah. No. I mean, I think that's awesome. So they get, you said energy healing and Qigong, and I know when you do energy healing, you mix, you just kind of do whatever is called, you're called to do. Yeah, I agree, because you mix it all. Talk about a little bit about toning. Mm-hmm. I think I asked you that actually. Yeah. And you can feel it, like when you do that, like I remember you doing that with me. It's like I could feel it all through my body, that energy. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. So that's exciting. I'm glad you're doing that. So everybody up on screen is Don's number. They can call you for a session anytime, right? Yeah. Yeah, and if you know, if you're going to be down in the Dale, he's going to be there 4 or 5 days where you can book a session there. You can come to Qigong on Thursday nights, which I recommend. I know I'm going to be there, and a workshop on July 15th, and I'm going to put Fellowship's website up again too, because you can find all that on there. So do you want to throw the graphic up again, Karen? Thank you, Karen, for doing stuff. There it is. Okay. I actually love that picture of the lake, because I actually took that picture. It's a good picture. So it is. It is. But I know it does. So that's, you know, if you come to Qigong, and we talked about Nan, I'm going to bring up Nancy's in a second too, on Tuesday nights, or Don. We have other, there's Wednesday is a development circle with Michelle Paternity. Gail Heil is doing a sound bowl class. Here's Don's class on July 15th. Yeah, and for a lot of these classes too, if the weather is good, you know, Fellowships has a huge deck right outside, and you're probably going to teach Qigong right on the deck, right? Yeah, which would be awesome. I'm going to bring Nancy up too. I'm going to bring Nancy back. Okay, so and here's you can put hers up, Karen. Okay, so Tuesday evenings, gentle yoga and meditation, 5:30 to 6:15, and that's every week, right, Nancy? Yeah, Don's alternates with whatever weeks Don isn't doing Qigong. There's going to be sound bowl healing with Gail Heil. I love sound bowl healing too. So, and all of these classes just kind of go together, and they're all classes that are good for you, to make you feel good, make you feel balanced and centered, which is what we want, right? Yeah. So everybody, I want to thank you, Don, for coming on. Yeah, we planned it last minute. I'm glad it worked out. And Nancy, thank you so much too. Yeah, and I look forward to seeing everybody this summer in Lilydale. Opening day is June 23rd, I think, correct? Yeah, so come on down to Lilydale, come to the classes in Lilydale, come to the classes of Fellowships, and we're going to have a great summer. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us.